And it isn't about defaming, but about showing how whatever the ingredient, any form of power recipe ferments into corruption. And one can either create a monopoly automating people's need, or one can simply teach them how to handle this need themselves. And above all envies is the renunciation of any social status to fully mature the self. And too often, unwillingly, here we are back walking on the same old path. And when the escape is no longer possible horizontally, we shall escape vertically through our own spirit. And learning about our ecology also means to learn about people who have learned about their ecologies and improve the tools to do so. And having reached the glass ceiling of authority, all is left is to descend and prophesize the need to get rid of the power greenhouse. And we don't necessarily miss the land, but the creature we were able to conceive starting from it. And our feeling exposed is but part of a wider phobia of a civilization too arrogant and therefore too vulnerable. And being slaves of the system, our conscious affects the unconscious, and to free ourselves, we ought to let it work the other way around. And if the environment shapes us and we cannot shape it back, discipline is what is required for our intellectual survival. And we can edify ourselves into a majestic temple, yet this doesn't mean that we shall let everyone in to access it. And the question is how much we shall mentally prepare to fight for our autonomy, and how much we shall stay physically fit in case that autonomy arrives. And only by being strict we can make sure that not only our nature but nature at large can improve from our resolution. And in one way or another all politicians promise wealth, and in one way or another all real philosophers advocate for a better life without it. And what is really blocking is that every time one wants to go public, one ought to do so within a framework of power. It is no longer just about the distribution, but about the certification a production can obtain to become popular. And if one falls into the too big category of the oppressed, one can only hope to manifest oneself into the archive so as to speak to future generations. And as the industry has learned to make any campaign its own campaign, we shall campaign against the industry. It isn't a matter to go against others, but against their will to become rulers. Neither to the greedy capitalist nor to the authoritarian state, but back to the municipal guild, the industry of man shall return. And the bottom line is that the governing of man is the killing of its natural character. And the mega machine advances, putting a new proletariat up front, and with the old aristocracy going further and further into the back. And every new ideology seems to revive itself when in fact it is the same old struggle with just new players. And the more the going against nature seems to be consequence free, the more exponentially grown these consequences will be in time and space. And at last, we shouldn't judge all the rights one sides for, but whether he or she is a capitalist and therefore dominates nature. And the more one gets recognized within a centralized society, the more one loses the natural ground underneath it. And especially in the creative industry, careerism brings the death of poetry. And there is either the destructive strive for social reputation, or the pessimist idleness, or the optimist cultivation of our nature. And the civilization only confined us in our caves rather than giving us the possibility not to depend on them. And more than a social revolution, a true rebellion is an unconditioning going back to our nature. And our prosperity in the end is but the bean locked in a jar of jam. And to begin with, we ought to redefine the manifestation of our humanity so as not to depend from any form of governance. And by devoting ourselves, we become good soldiers of whatever regiment, yet the question is for what purpose? And judgment is just one way to counterattack the corruption of nature from those who want to climb or stay on top of the hierarchy. And without any expectations, our function is only that of guiding a derailed humanity back to its natural path. And in a segregated society, authenticity is no longer an option, and as soon as the capital is diffused, honesty is also lost quality. And believing that politicians retain the solution, the mass submit back to misery. And the stronger the technical development, the more the crises related to it are rippled in time and space. And no matter what the social dogmas impose, in order to make sense of our lives, we ought to go for a long journey, whether physically or mentally. And we can eliminate all sources of corruption, but the centralized governance enforced on us. And one cannot expect to remove the holy side of humanity, but just to bring it back to the natural realm. And inflation is the time in which the lower class becomes miserable, the middle class becomes poorer, and the upper class extremely rich. And it isn't a question of being conservative, but a question of not falling in the trap of the liberal sedatives that the state provide in order to tolerate it. And the only conceivable party politics is that of demolishing parties and recover communities. And for those who haven't explored enough, it isn't possible to understand that life without imposed schemes is ever possible. And it isn't about judging any content, but about realizing that it is being imposed on us as some sort of religion. And therapy is just a way to accept the abnormalities of the new social norms. And rights, in the end, are just used as the battle horses of power structures. And what the cultural industry and capitalism at large seek is the creation of a mainstream with its very defined channels and easy way to generate profit. And the most conservatives are certainly not those who challenge the social degradation, but those who second it. And the quality is always brief, as those who sought for it soon overcome the other. And as long as there is a hierarchy and a capital linked to it, there will never be any form of inclusivity. And the very tools civilization uses to build itself are later used to destroy itself. And the state in the end is just but an authoritarian system to impose an industrial scheme bringing quick capital and long-term natural misery. And the consumer society ridicule those who do not make full use of even its most toxic products. And when backwardness finds a way to boost forward, it does so in a most ruthless way. And if we cannot set up the revolt, we shall implant the seed for revolt. And all that has to grow aristocratic is nature and not a materialistic type of humans. And by being part of the organization of the system, one automatically loses the possibility to organize oneself and one's own autonomy.